If you went down to the Ballyhoura Woods last week, you could have had a strange and rare encounter. A busload of chefs from Cork and Limerick crashing through the undergrowth searching for edible fungi. The intrepid explorers were led by Lucy Deegan and Mark Cribben from Ballyhoura Mountain Mushrooms, shroom suppliers to restaurants like Chapter One and Greens in Cork. Caroline Hennessy tagged along.
Hi, I'm Lucy Deegan from Ballyhoura Mountain Mushrooms.
Mark Cribben from Ballyhoura Mountain Mushrooms.
And we're not too far from the Ballyhouras here where we're standing, but we're not going to tell people exactly where we are.
Well, we're not, but we're dealing with a load of chefs this afternoon and I wouldn't really trust any of them after today, you know. So unfortunately we can't blindfold them. We have to give them a certain degree of direction. So we'll wait and see next year whether there's any mushrooms in this spot left.
Well, I suppose at least this morning there's lots of mist, so hopefully people will be slightly addled by that. So what exactly do you think we might find here today, Lucy?
I hope that we're going to find a few varieties of mushrooms, perhaps some chanterelles, maybe some seps.
Some oyster mushrooms, yeah.
It's, as you say, it's a lovely misty morning, so it's like perfect conditions for mushrooms. And there's been a bit of moisture last week as well, so that will all add to the growing capacity of the mushrooms. So hopefully we'll find a few this morning.
What's so special about wild mushrooms, Mark?
It depends. It's the fact that they're fleeting. They're only there for a particular time of the year. So the rarity, I suppose, is probably one thing, and the fact that they're a wild food is probably the thing that interests people the most.
Because people are intrigued but also quite scared.
Most definitely dealing with Irish people, there's a sort of fear of the pookies.
There's our bus of chefs.
The pookies, which is the fairy folk. If you were to deal with Eastern Europeans or French or something like that, it would be the most perfectly normal thing to go and pick wild mushrooms. The older a wood is, the more varied and interesting mushrooms that you have in it. The one we're going up to here, there's a lot of old birch, there's a lot of old beech, there's some Scots pine, so it's a good varied selection of trees and mushrooms. And so we'll probably press on and we'll show you what's up there and what's not and try not to poison ourselves. Is that everybody? We basically show a couple of the mushrooms that we're likely to find, the edible ones, you can sort of recognise them. We'll bring in and show you a few spots where they are. So I suppose starting off, this would be a hedgehog mushroom. Alex, what's the French term?
Pied de mouton.
Yeah, so it's a little sheep's foot. So that's, if you look at it like that, it is. But it's instantly recognisable. And like most mushrooms, it has spikes underneath it. Most mushrooms have either gills or pores. These are spikes. There's no danger of you mistaking this for anything else. These are chanterelles or girolles. You've probably named them on the menu. These grow in symbiosis with live trees. You can't cultivate them. Doesn't matter what anybody says. Once again, it's a live tree. It's a relationship. They aid the mineral absorption of soil for the trees, and the trees basically give them sugars, carbohydrates, allow them to grow. Believe it or not, these guys start appearing first in May. The chanterelle season in Ireland runs typically from about May until we start getting like the first heavy frosts. But you still will find a few bits and pieces in sort of January. Now, the interesting thing about them, at the start of the season, you get very, very big chanterelles. They're typically the size of your palm. Unfortunately, chefs don't like big chanterelles. You just want very small, little dainty chanterelles that you just can pickle and looks nice on the dish. Flavour-wise, it's sort of nearly a sweet seafoody type of flavour off them. But when they're fresh and they haven't dried out, they have a lovely sort of apricot aroma off them. And you can't really mistake these for anything else. There's a similar mushroom called the false chanterelle that some people pick and mistake. And the very simple way to know it is the false chanterelle has a hollow stem. The chanterelle is a solid stem, so you won't mistake it for anything else.
The difference in the gills.
The gills haven't got the sort of, if you want to call
these
it...
These are more forked, whereas the gills are straight gills.
I suppose we'll just walk down along the side and keep eyes out. get down on your hunkers, you might find some more. They have this sort of yellow stem and sort of a flat brown top on them. So this is one, so you'd expect more to be about. They were actually out very early this year, but they sort of dried up. There's one Caroline has just squashed with her basket. You can see, oh look Caroline.
I found it.
There's loads of little ones. You see them just coming up here?
Lucy, we're coming down. We've been foraging in the woods all morning. We actually picked quite a few mushrooms.
Yeah, there was quite an array up there in the woods. We found chanterelles as we thought we would. There was a few poisonous mushrooms, a lot of fly agarics out there. So that's they're in the same family as, say, the death cap and the destroying angel, which are the amanitas. So they're generally, we would say, stay away from them. They're quite poisonous. They're very poisonous mushrooms, not quite poisonous. And then we found things like the brown rimroll, which again is not great. Poisonous, and it features a lot in our forests. But we found things like chanterelles, and we found a sep as well. We found a few seps.
That's the one that seems to make everybody very excited.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's the king, one of the kings of the mushroom world. And it's quite a substantial mushroom. The flavour is amazing. The flavour is very savoury and meaty, and it has a really fantastic texture as well.
And Lucy, what's your favourite thing to do with mushrooms that you foraged? When you come home with a selection like we have today, in my basket I have some beautiful golden chanterelles and the amethyst deceivers. So what would you recommend I do with these?
If I had that haul, I would probably make a wild mushroom risotto. When you've got a kind of selection of different wild mushrooms, I think that's the nicest way you can have it. It's pure comfort food, and it really showcases the flavour and the texture of the mushrooms. So, yeah.
So that's on the menu tonight.
If that all sounds a bit like hard work, not to mention potentially fatal, get your hands on wild and specially cultivated mushrooms from Ballyhoura Mountain Mushrooms from markets around Cork.